Reading for January 30th, entitled, Strength for Today. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Edson, temptations will come to me and to you. I have been struggling with the tempter for some time, but I will not give the enemy the victory. It is my privilege to have perfect faith and confidence in God. Jesus of Nazareth was above all others the Son of Man. Christ is the pattern of what the Lord would have us become. I have been tempted, sorely tempted, as I see how little many who profess to love God are really loving Him. Our obedience to His commandments testifies whether we are indeed children of God. We are inclined to worry at the outlook of things transpiring in our world. All the forces of the powers of darkness are working against the human race to restrict religious liberty and to compel service and the worshiping of an idol Sabbath. God knows all about the outcome. I am so glad the Father understands every phase of the difficulties we shall have to meet. Believing Him and knowing Him to be God, we know that He sees with a larger vision than is possible for us. His ideals are higher than any of our conceptions. He can read every purpose of hearts that are leaguing against God and cooperating with the evil angels to overthrow the righteous. All the forces of evil angels combined with evil men will be in action to suppress truth and liberty to believe truth. We will not fail now in our work. We will not be discouraged. Every question is open as the day to the heart searcher. He sees the effort made to influence a child in the wrong direction. The high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity will not overlook the one who would work counter to his will in tainting and corrupting human minds. We must consider that God knows, God understands. Children, do not limit the Holy One of Israel in your individual cases. You can be connected with God. Grow in faith and trust and unshaken confidence in God. The Lord hath done much for you, my children, and your own selves given to the Lord without reserve will make you channels of light. As you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things else shall be added unto you. Godliness hath promise of the life that now is, as well as that which is to come. As you receive the rich grace of God, you will diffuse it. The faithful discharge of today's duties will be the best preparation for tomorrow's trials. We will not gather together all tomorrow's liabilities and cares to add unto the burdens of today. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. God gives us strength for each day. Taken from Letter 141, dated January 30th, 1896, to Edson and Emma White.